I like this scripture lesson we have this morning. It's one of those kind of traditional kind of times that happens, particularly in the rabbinic way of learning and educating one another. Jesus is having this lively discussion, probably with what we might call theology students today. And he is doing the kind of form of education that's very popular, of them asking a question of the scholar and the scholar answering the question from his knowledge or her knowledge, and a dialogue back and forth. And so this is kind of the scene that we have going on there. And it says in the scripture, a learned man, I would make that to be like the professor, the one who has the knowledge. He overhears the dialogue between the students and Jesus. And so he begins to praise Jesus. Good job, he says. I like the way you answered that question. And then the professor says, takes the challenge to ask the question himself. And he asks Jesus, what's the most important commandment of all? And Jesus says, pretty simply, it's love. It's just love. You love God and you love your neighbor. And I can almost imagine the professor standing there who's like, that's all? It's that simple? I just have to love? No burnt offerings? No remembering which window to open on which day? No remembering which food I can eat and cannot eat on what day? None of that? None of these fences that we've built up around this? It's just love? And the professor seems to be liking it, and he's beginning to say, aha, getting it. And Jesus senses that, and he says, you're not far now. You're not far from the kingdom of God. Now go do it. Now go and love. Jesus has told him that all he has to do, it's pretty simple. It's love. Every faith, the Jewish tradition, the Mormon tradition, the Jehovah's Witness, all Christians' faith, and probably many more that I'm not mentioning, have one common belief where we all agree on, and is that we are to love. To love God and to love our neighbor. It's where our most common bond of understanding what it means to worship is that we love. But I want to tell you, this love that Jesus is talking about here in this great story from Mark is not the kind of love that we normally see and hear about in the world. It's not what you read in the novel. It's not, well, it could be in the novel if it's a good enough novel maybe, but it's not the kind of movies that we most often gets the high ratings, and it's not the television programs that are out there. This love that Jesus is talking about is a virtue. It's a way of being. It's incorporated into our lives so that it's part of our DNA. It's part of our value system. It becomes a habit. It becomes to love just as much a habit as it has become for me to, when I get in my car, to put on my seatbelt before I turn on the ignition. Now, that wasn't always a habit for me. That became a learned habit when I knew that probably when I was going to get arrested if I wasn't going to do it. Maybe I did it when I found out it was a safety thing and they put him in the car. But it has to become a habit. It has to become a habit and a way of living that's as close to us as anything we do. The Christian value of nurture, of love, is nurtured right here in this community, in church community. Here it is that we learn to love. Here it is that we learn to love God. First and foremost, we learn to love God. It is in this community and in home that we begin to remember and recall God's way of loving the world through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the altar that we now celebrate today as we come to Holy Communion. It's God's nature to love. And because we are followers of God, it is to become our nature as well. It has, if we are going to be people who love God and love our neighbors, we have to practice it and practice it and practice it until it becomes our true north, that love is our true north. We can tell about our love by what our actions are, what I spend my money on, what my motives are. We begin to know what it is that we love the most. And I always kind of pride myself on not being a shopper. Matter of fact, I've taken great pride in that. I didn't get the shopping gene, I say. Until I look at my credit card bill that comes in once a month and I see how many charges are on there from Amazon. And I realize, well, maybe I just don't like to go to the store to shop. Maybe I really am sometimes motivated, and maybe I do love to shop. So we have to stop and look about what it is that we really are motivated, where we spend our time, where we spend our energy, where we spend our money. And our culture doesn't teach us that very well. This popular program that's been on television, The Bachelor, you know The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Bachelor in Paradise. I see some heads shaking, but I don't see as many as I thought I would because they've become very popular. And, you know, it's kind of a strange kind of love that program puts out there. If you don't know the premise of it, there's a woman or a man, and they're looking for their life partner, their person they're going to marry, and there's a bunch of people paraded by. They ask them questions, a bunch of people of the opposite sex, they ask them questions, and then the bachelorette chooses which one to marry. Excuse me. My friends, that could be the beginning of love, but it's not the love Jesus is talking about. It's an attraction to someone. It's liking the way they look or liking their personality. It's like delighting in something about them. But love that Jesus is talking about means you love someone not because they're productive, or not because they'd love you back, or not because they particularly have the same values you do. You love them because it's your virtue. And you love of the other person may call you to sacrifice for their good, for them to be all that God has created them to be. That will cause you to have to sacrifice. And if you don't believe that, talk to Jerry sitting there in that pew who decided to marry me and then stay with me and love me through the call to ministry where he had to give up jobs he loved, move from homes where he had a man cave to one that had no space at all, to live with someone else's furniture instead of our own furniture and buy it one time and sell it to Nick. He has sacrificed a lot for love, for the love of God, but particularly I would think, well, I have to ask him, for the love of me. And love causes us to sacrifice. If I'm going to love my neighbor, you know what they say in the airplane, because I was on it this week, that's probably why I sound like this. In case of emergency, put on your own oxygen mask first before you help your neighbor. And for us who are called to love, our first value is to learn here in this community to love God. And when we love God and we practice loving God and then practice loving each other in this community, we can go out from this place and we can love our neighbor. And it's not because we win a prize for doing it. It's just because God loved us and therefore we are made to love. We love because it's what God calls us to and it's our way of being. You know, I love to watch a parent with a new child. And they coo over this baby. And they smile at the baby. And they show this child, which you're all going to get to do pretty soon, this wonderful kind of loving. And before long, because they're smiling and loving this infant, the baby will smile back at them. The baby learns to love because of the parents' love for them. We don't learn to love through knowledge. We learn to love through being loved. And because God loves us, we get to continue to love and practice the virtue of love. That's our calling as the people of God. Now, one little confession. About every third Saturday at our house, the Jehovah's Witness senior woman walks up our front walk with her cane. And very often when she walks up there, I know when she's coming and I can see her out the window. And I go to the back of the house. Now, Jerry, when he's home, he greets her at the door, invites her in, offers her a chair, asks her if she wants something to drink, and chats with her. She often hands him the watchtower, and in a few minutes, she's on her way. Which one of us loves our neighbor? You see, we're not called to change our faith because we're kind, because we love. We're called to listen. We are called to care. We're called to love because God first loved us. So you can see, I'm still learning to practice from how I watch other people live out their virtue of love and to continue to learn to love because I watch what other people do and how they love in the world. We see so much wonderful loving going on right now with what's going on in the hurricane. And I can get tears to my eyes as I see the boats going down to Houston to help rescue people. And that's a virtue. I hope and pray that it continues because it's a long-term value to love, not an instant gratification by doing something good for the moment. It's a way of being. It's a way of living. It's a way of life. I heard the story the other day, I think I saw it on television, of a police officer who in the middle of the night was called to a dark street because there was a call that there was a child that was injured out in a dark alley. And as he arrived, he found a child by a garbage can who was eating, trying to get food out of the garbage can, and was indeed injured. Took the child to the hospital, found out he had no parents. His mother had been taken to prison. He went every day to visit the child. Every day, the only visitor the child had. And as the child was in the hospital recovering, he went through the channels to be able to take him home with him, and he did. And soon he went through all the things he needed to do to adopt the boy, and he did. And while the child was at the house, the police officer took him to school, played catch with him in the backyard, all the things a father does, because he had the virtue of love, a way of being of love. And then the officer and his wife found out that he had a foster sister. He had a sister in foster care because the baby was born while the mother was in prison. And they adopted her. Because, you see, this officer had learned to practice love. He had learned the value and the nurture of love. And he lived it out in his job and in everything he did. And it made a difference to the whole world, but particularly to these two children. We can't think our way into love. We must practice our way into love. We must learn from each other. And when we miss the mark, we must turn around and go the other way until love becomes our most important virtue in life. And that is part of our why. Why we are here. Why we're trying to sell the land. Because our why is this is a community. This is a community where we learn to love God and practice loving our neighbor, that the world might be a better place, not because that makes us puffed up, but because that's what God has taught us. And that's how we live our life, and that's how we will celebrate God's love for us this morning as we come to the communion table. Let us pray. Oh God, we love you. Even though at times we miss the mark, we know you are a God who loves us. Teach us to practice your loving ways. In Jesus' name, amen.